With me on the show today is Dr. Paul Zickler, who has been a medical doctor for over 40 years. Welcome to the show, Dr. Paul Zickler.
I'm glad to be here with you, Christine.
So, today we're going to talk about getting enough sleep or sleep hygiene. The first question is, how important is sleep and do we need 8 hours?
Well, that's really the crux of the question in terms of, do we need sleep? Yes, we absolutely do need sleep. And we all know that if we don't get enough sleep, we all feel not very well. And it affects our day-to-day living. But in terms of how much sleep you need, it's interesting, you know, the stats these days, if you go to any of the sleep websites, is at least 60 to 70% of us don't get enough sleep. And that includes children as well as adults. So it's not just an adult phenomena, it's also a children phenomena. Especially now with children getting into devices at an earlier age, they're staying awake, and oftentimes, especially the preteens, if parents aren't vigilant, take their devices to bed, and unbeknownst to the parents, could be on them for hours at night. And then once they turn them off, they have difficulty falling asleep because they've been stimulated by their activities. Similarly, as adults do, if they take their computers to bed with them and do some emailing or tweeting and stuff that agitates them or excites them, as well as the light emitted from our monitor screens is also not conducive to providing sleep. So, it's very important. Now, how much do you need to sleep? Probably, for the average adult, we need around 8 hours sleep. Now, there are many people, patients, that tell me, oh, I only need 6 hours sleep and I feel perfectly fine. There are some individuals, you know, anything in medicine, when we say this is normal, it's a bell curve. Most of the people under the bell curve need about 8 to 9 hours sleep. There are some people that require a little more, some people that require a little less. Mm. But that's sort of around the magic number.
Yes.
And so that is, you know, that's a difficult thing to do when you think that most of us are awake 16 hours a day, and some of us, there are some people that actually work 16 hours a day and then fill in their family and free time after that and still try to get in their sleep, so you know they're going to be cutting down on their sleep.
Right, definitely. And, well, what about athletes? Do they need more than 8 hours, or does it depend?
Well, again, you know, you would expect that with more intensive activity that's requiring intensive metabolic activity during the day, that you would require a regular amount of sleep. Not that you may require more, but that you require the same amount and get it. What happens when you're an athlete, you actually condition your body to work at a different level of performance. But it doesn't mean that just because I'm going to be doing 4 hours of intensive exercise today, I need 2 more hours sleep on top of my regular 8 hours. What it means is that you still need the required amount of sleep, but exercise will actually help most people to get a good night's sleep.
Exactly. And, you know, I hear if you don't get enough sleep, well, can it cause, like, stomach ulcers, depression, medical problems?
Well, there's a whole gamut of things that can go wrong with you not getting sleep. And for sure, the things that you mentioned are mood disorders, so anxiety, depression. Certainly, all those things are affected by the well-being that you create by getting enough sleep.
Yeah.
In addition, you know, when you bring up depression, you know, some people find that when they are down and depressed, that they have a trouble getting out of bed, and that's a different consideration. What we're talking about here is basically people that if after 3 or 4 or 5 nights of not getting enough sleep, having stress at work, find that they can't sleep, and that makes them feel down or anxious. going to remedy that by catching up on your sleep.
Mm-hmm. And what are some tips that, like drinking a glass of warm milk before bed?
Yeah, for sure. You know, there are a lot of really good tips. And I'm just going to go through sort of step by step some of the things that are most important. And the first one is avoiding sort of all the stimulants like caffeine, alcohol, nicotine, and other sort of chemicals that may affect your sleep. And so those are really important to sort of stop at least 3 hours before you go to sleep. And when we talk about 3 hours and stuff to stop before you go to sleep, the other one is exercise. It's a lot of people find that doing exercise just before they're going to sleep or an hour or so before they go to sleep actually keeps them awake. If you stop your exercise 3 hours before you sleep, similarly eating. It's a good idea to stop eating 3 hours before you go to sleep so that you've mostly metabolized the things that you've eaten and let the digestive enzymes do their work and that you're ready to go to sleep. And similarly, especially as you're getting older and you have more difficulties in terms of urinating, passing water during or micturating during the nighttime, it's a good idea to slow down or stop your fluid intake at least 3 hours before you go to bed so as not to interfere so frequently with you having to get up during the night to go pee.
Mm-hmm.
Make sure that your bedroom is a place just for sleep and sex. And there's no big monitors, TV monitors. You know, you don't have your computer in your room. Keep your devices out of your room. And make it just for sleep and sex. And also remember that you have to have really comfortable pillows and a comfortable bed.
Mm.
And, you know, one of the things that I keep seeing is that a lot of us, especially seniors, well, I've had our mattresses for years and years and years, and I think it's great, great mattress. But really, just like shoes, they wear out. After about 10 years, you probably should be getting a new mattress.
Yeah. Wow.
Also, you know, establish a routine before you go to bed so you know that you're getting your body ready for bed. So, you know, if you stop eating your dinner 3 hours before you go to bed, do your things that you want to do at night, and you stop anything that's going to be affecting your sleep pattern, and then, you know, get ready for bed, whether it is a nice warm bath, and increasing the temperature and decreasing your temperature induces sleep, or, as you say, having a cup of warm milk, sort of reading or watching a program that's not too, you know, excitatory, but something that you get sort of in a routine of doing. Like, I like reading, and that's when I do a lot of my novel reading, and so it's enjoyable reading, and I can tell, you know, all of a sudden my eyes get heavy, and I close the book, turn the light off, and I fall asleep.
Mm-hmm.
So getting a pattern. And fall asleep when you're really tired. The other thing is, once you're going to sleep, don't be a clock watcher. So, you know, if you look around your bedroom, if you've got a radio with the alarm on it, with the digital clock, or anything else that's digital, anything that's light that's digital in your room, turn it around so that it's not facing you all the time. And make sure that your room is dark and that the temperature is well regulated, somewhere between 65 and 72, and well aerated. And try to keep it as dark as you can at the same time to allow it to get light in the daytime. So the idea is that you try to establish your circadian rhythm and keep it on a regular basis.
Mm-hmm. Establish a routine and doctor.
Sort of keeping your internal clock set with your consistent sleep schedule.
Right, and Dr. Zickler, there are benefits of getting enough sleep. You know, you work smarter. You're not stressed or have anxiety, and it's a good anti-aging ingredient, I guess.
Well, you know, that's really important, and if you think about, you mentioned athletes, but let's change that in terms of saying athletes, but getting exercise. So if you do interval high-intensive training, for example, it doesn't matter what age you're at, and do it sort of what's consistent with your age group, it's found that, you know, you're really stimulating your growth hormone and your testosterone, and it keeps working for 24 hours after your exercise, and that occurs during the night. And so not only are you losing your, sort of burning up your fat, but you're also building up muscle. And the other interesting thing is that it's been found that you're actually, just like we are creating new muscle cells rather than just hypertrophying existing ones, we have found that we are actually also creating new neurons. We're actually producing new neurons.
Wow.
And that activity happens to a great extent during your sleep.
Interesting. Oh my goodness. Dr. Ziegler, it's such a wealth of information and advice, and I would love to have you back on the show. And I wanted to thank you very much for your time today on sleep hygiene.
You're very welcome.
Thank you.
Have a good day.
You too.